And so began the trial of the cognitive processor I have attached to my brain, a trial conducted by an ancient group of near-immortal women living a hidden existence for centuries on an island. So much for the recap. Randy Harv and I entered the stadium. Most of the population of Lantis was already seated in the stands. Papa led us over a blue carpet up to the large stage set in the middle of the stadium's ground. On one side of the stage were all my witnesses. On the other side sat Kiana, Luca, Barbette, and Shannon Cannon. Andra and Polka were also seated there with weak smiles on their faces. Oma was busy pacing up and down the stage, making sure all the last-minute details were taken care of. I noticed that Mara was missing.
Papa, where's Mara?
I am sure she is off on official business.
There was something about Mara being missing that I didn't like. First, Mara was the one who wanted me on the case. Then Mara was the one who accused Harv of being a danger to all that is. And now Mara was missing. Papa led us to two empty seats.
Sit.
We did. Papa pointed to me.
Not you. You must make your opening statement.
She handed me a long yellow crystal. I walked up to the end of the stage.
People of Lantis, today I intend to prove that the world is a much better place because of my friends Harv and Randy. In fact, I dare venture that the world as we know it today exists in one piece because of my interactions with Harv. Together, we have a gestalt, where our whole is greater than the sum of our parts.
I pointed to Carol and Electra.
For my first character witnesses, I call Electra and Carol Gavada.
Electra and Carol walked over to me. I handed Electra the crystal.
I have known Harv for many years now. I, being a medical doctor, have watched in interest as Harv has grown in personality and ability while being attached to my fiancé, Zach. It is my expert opinion as a doctor and world-class kickboxer and sharpshooter that the world is better off because of their link. I've been in many firefights by their sides. I know that if it weren't for their link, I would not be here speaking to you now.
She handed the crystal to Carol.
I am not proud of this, but a few years ago, I let my power go to my head. I got so consumed with growing more and more powerful, I even changed my hair color to red. I know! None of my shoes went with my hair, but I didn't care as I grew and grew in power until I became so powerful my very thoughts could rip a province apart. I shot out the world. I am sure I would have destroyed a good portion of the world if my tio, Zach, didn't use his link with Harv to enter my brain. Zach and Harv calmed me and brought me down to earth.
She lowered her microphone at her head at the same time. I looked over at Kiana and Luca. Kiana rose from her throne.
Are the people ready to make a decision?
Kiana turned to me.
Call your next guest.
Go with Randy.
Really?
Sure, Zach.
Why?
We can get crowd sympathy.
If you insist.
Next I call to speak on his own behalf, Dr. Randy Poole. I said, Dr. Randy Poole?
Huh? Me?
Yes, you.
I walked over to Randy, grabbed him, and pulled him to his feet.
Why me? You may not have noticed this, but people skills are way down the list of what I'm good at.
Exactly. We're going for the sympathy vote here.
Oh, okay.
Randy took the crystal from me and headed to the front of the stage.
People of Lantis, I am Dr. Randy Poole, Harv's creator. His father, so to speak. I realize that most humans and near-humans don't appreciate interacting with man-made creations that are as intelligent or more intelligent than they are. People, mostly naive people, talk of some sort of singularity that will someday make people obsolete.
Randy lifted a finger up.
Being the observant and conscientious scientist that I am, I realized this. That is why I chose to integrate Harv with Zach. Zach has some good characteristics. He's persistent, can take pain, and has a quick wit. And he is extremely moral. He never kills humans despite hundreds of attempts on his life. Some of these traits will integrate with Harv. But more importantly, Zach has many bad traits. Many, many bad traits.
Hey!
Quiet! I like where he's going with this.
Zach's bad traits are too numerous to list here, but I can mention a few. He is scared of heights. He can be impatient. He often makes choices based on his gut and not on empirical data. He can be forgetful, repetitive, and at times, a wee bit too simple. For instance, do you know that he has a strong affection for the old days? It's true. He has a complete and utter fascination with the 20th century. I believe he sometimes wished he lived 100 years ago.
I felt the crowd all turn toward me. I simply nodded.
That is why I hooked Harv up to Zack's brain. Harv will not only learn from Zack's good traits, but he is also bound to pick up some of Zack's bad ones. But these will in turn make Harv much more human, and therefore more acceptable to humans.
He looked out over the crowd.
Any questions?
Kiana stood up.
So you're saying that by making him flawed, you're making him better?
Exactly. I rest my case.
Randy turned and walked away from the podium.
Now I am sure I like the way that went.
See? I make you better.
Randy came over and sat down.
Good job, buddy.
I only told the truth.
I looked over at Kiana. She looked out at her people.
Are the people ready to make a decision? Are we ready to make a verdict yet? Call your next guest.
I went to the podium.
I now would like to call Tua and Thria Thompson.
Tua and Thria smiled, stood up, and strutted toward me. Thria took the crystal.
Zack and Harv not only prevented our whackjob sister, Fora, Gates rest her soul, from destroying most of the Earth with some sort of deadly black hole, but they also stopped aliens from crashing a ship into the Nevada desert in an attempt by those aliens to stop Fora by killing off a good portion of Earth.
That is true.
Harv's role in saving the Earth twice was indispensable. He was able, through Zack, not only to connect with the doomsday device that my sister, Gates rest her soul, had built, but also to allow us to interface with that alien ship, stopping it before it blew up.
That is true.
Then, just last year, it was the combined efforts of Zack and Harv that helped us stop this terrible Natasha person from destroying the world. Natasha was so terrible, she could kill all around her with a thought. She indirectly caused the death of my sister Ona. If Zack, with Harv, hadn't interfered when they did, and if Zack didn't use Harv to distract Natasha so we could take her out, then it is very possible none of you would be here today.
That is true, but I'm betting I still could have taken Natasha if I had to.
That is our word.
They both gave polite little bows and headed back to their seats. Without being prompted, Shannon Cannon stood up. She met Tua and Thria halfway, took the microphone crystal from them, and walked over to the podium.
Fellow sisters, as you know, I am one of you, and you are one of me. When I first met Zack, I found him repulsive and annoying. I so wanted to use my breath of death on him.
You do have a way with people.
Let's see where she takes this.
But the more I got to know Zachary Nixon Johnson, the more I realized he wasn't nearly as bad as he initially appears. The more I learned about him, the more I surmised that this was because of his link with Harv. The link allowed Zack to easily break into a maximum security prison where I was held after being wrongly accused of a killing. Zack was not only able to visit me because of Harv, but Zack also trusted me based on my word. I believe in my heart of hearts that Zack's intuition is so good because of his connection with Harv.
Never thought of that.
Remember, Shannon is a bit of a whack job.
Still, good sense is good sense.
Then, without any prompting, Santana headed to center stage. She took the mic from Shannon. Santana made her way to the podium.
As you all know, I am Santana Clausa. I run the North Pole Cooperation that runs the holiday. I can say without a doubt that if it were not for Zack and his Harv interface, the world would no longer have holiday. In fact, there would be no more world. Zack, Harv, and I had to go down to deep underground, beneath the pole to face down a mad, crazo android who had become a member of the World Council. The android was set to destroy the North Pole and a good chunk of the Earth with it. Zack was able to download part of Harv into this mad android and get her to commit suicide, saving the world.
Once again, not the whole truth, but close enough, I looked over at Harv. He was weighing Santana's words carefully. I leaned over toward him.
You did what you had to do, Harv.
I know. I still process about it every day, millions of times. I know I did the right thing. It is strange that doing the right thing can make you feel so unright.
That's called being human, buddy.
Next, Elena stood up and headed for the podium.
You've lost control.
That's all right. I want to see where the freeform brings us. It's working so far.
Elena took the podium.
My friends of Atlantis, I am here today so I can tell you that Zack and Harv not only saved my moon, they also saved your Earth. My crazy uncle, Boris Sputnik, wanted to destroy Earth with a stray asteroid, and Earth wanted to retaliate with nuclear weapons. Zack used Harv not only to locate the missiles and asteroid, but also to link and increase the raw mental powers of my Psi sisters and myself. We were able to stop the threat to both our worlds. We could not have done this without Zack, and he could not have done it without Harv.
Elena turned and walked to her seat. The moment she sat down, Kiana stood up.
Ladies, I now call for 3 minutes of meditation to contemplate what we heard here today.
All the Lantians in the stadium closed their eyes.
Zack, based on your hunches about Mara, I started examining her files.
Harv, it's this type of stuff that gets us in trouble.
I have noticed some discrepancies.
Go on.
Mara has altered the virus Pogo is working on. She has made it highly contagious, and it also attacks the frontal lobe of humans with a Y chromosome. So it not only neuters them, it makes them morons.
Oh, that is so wrong.
It gets worse. The virus invades the white and gray matter of the frontal lobe, then passes to the more autonomic portions of the brain, until the victims become so dull, they forget how to do everything, even breathe.
She wants to wipe out all men.
Bingo.
Kiana opened her eyes.
Sisters, do we have enough information to reach a verdict?
Before anyone else could say anything, Harv raised a hand.
Excuse me, Kiana. I would like to address the forum.
This is very unusual.
I agree.
He walked toward her.
I will allow it.
Kiana tried to hand him the crystal microphone, but he waved it off.
Being a hologram, I can't easily hold anything, but I won't need it.
Harv looked at the crowd.
Ladies of Lantis, no use in my telling you that I am not a threat to society as we know it. If you still believe I am a threat after all you've heard, then my words would either be simply ignored or somehow twisted to support your beliefs. The thing is, whether I am guilty or not is immaterial at this moment. At this moment, it is essential you stop Mara.
This was my chance to join in, to really sway the crowd. I pointed dramatically at Mara's empty seat.
As you can see, Harv's accuser, Mara, is not here. Doesn't that strike you all as odd?
Zack, you are a man who has a supercomputer hologram wired to your brain, and you think a scientist working late in a lab is weird?
I do if she's not really in her lab.
I pointed dramatically at Kiana.
Call her.
I do not take orders from you.
Please.
I will use our instant-to-instant royal crystal communication.
She lifted the crystal she wore around her wrist to her mouth.
Mara, please come to the stadium now. Mara, report to the stadium now, please.
Mara, report! This is an order!
Now do you believe me?
I admit this is unusual.
Harv, show them the virus.
Harv's image morphed into a chemical structure.
Does this look familiar?
Hey, that's my virus.
This has been altered.
Impressive that you noticed that so quickly.
Queens need to know all sorts of important crap.
Elektra and Randy both came to my side.
Zack, what's going on here?
Mara wants to wipe out all men on Earth with a virus.
Oh, in other words, same old, same old.
I rushed to Kiana's side. We had no time to lose since Mara was so fast, and we had no idea how much of a head start she had.
We have to stop Mara.
Zachary, we can't be sure that Mara is on her way to the XY world to infect her people. All we know for sure is she's not answering when we page her.
Each one of you wears a unique communication device, correct?
Yes, it's part of our thing.
Can you track those devices?
Yes.
Kiana shot Uma a glare, then looked at me.
We can, but we don't like to pry into each other's privacy. The tracking feature is only meant for use in an emergency.
Oh, I think this qualifies.
We don't want the world to be altered.
Yeah, I like men.
Kiana, I have lived among these XYs for a long time. Sure, they have their problems. Sure, they smell kind of funky sometimes. Sure, they can be self-centered. But if we let them be destroyed, we are no better. Except for the funky-smelling part.
I love one of the XYs. We cannot stand by.
Fine. I'll see if Mara is on the island.
I've already tapped into your network. Her communicator is in her lab, but she is not here. I have no idea when she left, though, as the security crystals only survey. They do not record.
Harv morphed into the image of Mara's lab. He zoomed in to show the communicator sitting on a lab bench.
Why would she remove her communicator unless she doesn't want to be found?
She wouldn't.
So you agree that this is suspicious?
We must find her as soon as possible.
The stadium was quickly converted from a courthouse to a command center. We needed to locate Mara because we couldn't stop her if we didn't know where she was. We were all sitting around, trying to determine the best course of action.
Well, the good news is once we find her, we should be able to get to her easily with Andra's teleporting power.
No, we stripped Andra of that gift when we reprogrammed her.
Besides, even if I did have that gift, I would not use it against my sister.
I thought when you reprogrammed her, you'd make her a little more mellow.
We did.
but core feelings are harder to strip, especially after so short a time.
That's okay. We still have the best teleporting technology available to us among Elena 203 and Santana.
The women nodded yes. Harv shook his head no. I didn't like that at all.
Mara is quite clever. She ionized the protective shell that guards the island.
Huh. So you're telling me it's saltier?
No, but charging the field the way she did makes it impossible for anybody to teleport in or out of here.
For how long?
Doing the calculations now. 37.512 hours.
Can we communicate with the outside world? We can let the police stop her.
No, communications are also being scrambled by the same interference. Or else I could get on the global satnet to track her.
Why not just lower the force field?
That would be a good idea, only we can't. Our foremothers were so worried about outside interference, they made the field so it can't be turned off.
Can we destroy the field generators?
We could, but there is a fail-safe device under the aisle that will cause it to blow up if the generators are destroyed.
Our foremothers were very paranoid.
Okay, so our options are limited. We'll find her first and figure out how to stop her second.
So we're trapped on this stinking manless isle?
Tua, this island is our home. We have an excellent sewer system.
Oh, sorry. I got a little carried away with the stinking part.
You know, it's not entirely manless either.
Yeah, right.
Tua turned back to Kiana.
So we are trapped on this isle? With these men?
We're not trapped. Just because we can't teleport doesn't mean we're stuck here. We still have your fleet of bubble ships like the one you brought us here in, right, Kiana?
Yes, we have 36 bubble crafts. But they're not as fast as Mara. The bubbles can only go 1,000 kilometers per hour. Mara is twice as fast.
We just need to use the crafts to get out from under the force field. Then we should be able to have Harv spot her using the global network, and then we can teleport to her and nab her.
Zack, that is a brilliant idea!
Kiana pointed forward.
To the docks!
A short time later, we reached the port. All the bubble ships were sitting neatly in the water alongside a string of docks.
The protective shield only stretches 5 kilometers. Once outside of that, you should have access to communication and teleporting.
Kiana lifted her communication bracelet up to her midsection, then pointed a blue crystal at it.
I will activate the entire fleet.
She waved the crystal at the bracelet. We all stood and watched. None of the bubble pods showed any sign of life. They all just contentedly bobbed up and down on the water, like couch potatoes watching the Reality HV network.
I was expecting them to hum or something.
That is because they aren't working.
Kiana touched the crystal to the bracelet. Again, nothing happened.
I'll just will manually start one.
She took one of her crystals and pointed it at the nearest bubble pod. She waved the crystal up and down. The pod sat there in ignorant bliss.
Hades!
I take it didn't work.
No. Mara must have removed the power crystals from all of them.
Hey, Tua, can't you fly?
That's right. I can. I will stop her myself.
Tua stuck an arm up in the air.
Up, up, and off I go!
She shot into the air.
Zack, Tua probably shouldn't have done that.
Why? Tua crashed to the ground, leaving a woman-sized crater.
The field protecting the city will short out her brain.
I'm all right. Gee, when did the world start spinning so fast?
She'll be okay in an hour or two.
All this time, Randy was just standing there staring at one of the bubble ships. Walked over to the nearest one, bent over, and popped open a little hatch, which exposed what I could only guess was the engine.
This is where the crystals go. Kiana, give me one of your crystals.
Kiana walked over to him.
It's not that easy. The energy signature of these crystals are different than the ones that power the bubble pod ships.
Yes, I know. Just give me the crystal now, woman.
Miraculously, instead of giving him a beating, Kiana obediently unpeeled one of the yellow crystals off her necklace and handed it to Randy. He licked a finger and then touched it to the crystal. He tossed the crystal over his shoulder.
No, not that one, another one.
Kiana obeyed again, this time taking off a red crystal and handing it to Randy. He took the crystal and held it up to his eyes. He licked the crystal.
Yes, this is it.
He bent back over and slid the crystal into a slot in the engine.
Now it will work.
Kiana, Luca, Poca, and Oma all stood there shaking their heads.
No, it will not. Not the right kind of power source.
It might start, but it will blow up.
Silly laywoman. Of course it will blow up.
We all looked at Randy. Yep. The sight of all those breasts, it finally made Randy crack.
Randy, blowing up is not a good thing.
Silly Zack. No, of course it isn't.
But it won't blow up, because I can interface myself with the system and regulate the power output.
Yes, yes, yes!
Kiana turned to Luca and Oma.
Will that work?
I always ask Mara those technical questions.
Of course it will work. Zach will have to drive the bubble.
I don't know how to drive bubbles.
You just have to sit in the driver's spot. I will interface the drive from there. Once out of interference range, I can locate Mara by using the orbiting sat system, and all the rest of the team that goes with us can stop her. It's as easy as counting to a billion by sevens.
Who's with me? Since a bubble ship can comfortably hold three, Kiana picked a team of five to go after Mara. After all, this wasn't a time when comfort was important at all. I had to go. Kiana figured Randy also needed to, so if something went wrong, he could fix it. Plus, like it or not, Randy was also a medical doctor, so he could serve a dual function. It was decided Kiana would be the representative from Lantis. She was owning up to her responsibilities as queen. Thria was also chosen, as she had access to teleporting technology, the World Council, and brought a lot of firepower. Carol was added as the last member of the team. For pure psi power, Carol was hard to beat. Plus, her time with Barbette had not only let her get to know how the Lantian mind worked, it also meant she was well-rested. I stood on the dock and said my goodbyes to Electra. This shouldn't take long.
Mwah. I still think I should be going.
Believe me, I'd much rather have you than Randy.
Hey, I can hear you.
You're much better in a firefight and way better looking.
Hey!
But I have to admit we're packing plenty of firepower. Certainly enough to bring down one fast Lantian. We may need Randy's tech skills along the way, though.
Plus, I am also a medical doctor.
There is that. He's annoying but useful in this type of crunch.
Damn straight.
Electra took my hand.
Zach, you know if you get exposed to that virus...
Don't worry, I won't. I turned and headed toward the bubble ship. When I walked into the ship, Randy, Thria, Kiana, and Carol were already on board.
Hurry, Zach.
Kiana pointed to the driver's seat. I went over and sat. Now what?
Just look into the console.
The ship moved forward.
Well, that was easy.
We should be out of range of the force field in 5 minutes.
What's the plan when we find her?
Harv turned and looked at her.
How long have you known Zach?
A while.
Then you should know better. Zach doesn't plan. He improvises as he goes along.
Hey, I plan. I just plan loosely.
Very loosely.
Ideally, we spot her and have Thria teleport us to her. Then we stop her before she can make landfall.
That seems too easy.
Yeah, that's because it probably is.
I've been studying the virus. It was initially designed to be released by a canister, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So what's Mara's endgame?
Turn a bunch of men into mindless idiots.
She probably thought she'd have a day or two before we missed her. With her super speed, she could release canisters in so many places. The virus spreads quietly, so it would be pretty widespread before you could control it. But with us in pursuit so quickly, she'll have no chance to use it.
We're out of the shield's range. I am hooking up with the Earth Defense Sat system now. Got her again, and again, and again, and again.
Are you losing her and picking her up again?
No, I have 36 images of her on satellite. She must be using an electronic cloning device. She is sending out ghost images of herself. From this distance, it is impossible to tell which Mara is which.
My little sister is certainly a clever one.
Yeah, too clever for our own good.
Harv put a display up on the view screen so we could see all of the possible Mara locations.
Zach, I am only good for 3 ports at the most before my energy supplies get exhausted.
I understand. Carol, contact her. Tell her we're on to her. She should just give herself up.
Do you really think that will work?
No, not at all. But that should give us a better clue to what she's planning.
She's planning to infect as many men as she can.
I've got a bad feeling in my gut that it's more than that.
Maybe it's the Lantian cooking. It is quite spicy.
Just talk to her, Carol.
I can link you to Mara through Kiana. They have similar Lantian brainwaves. You should be able to contact Mara that way.
Do it! Harv pointed at Carol with one hand. A beam of energy shot from his finger into her. He pointed at Kiana with another hand, and a beam of energy shot from that hand into her.
They are linked.
Well?
Be patient.
The good news is no matter what, she's still an hour away from the closest landfall.
Got her! Mara, we have you spotted. Give yourself up.
Well?
She is impressed that we figured out so quickly that she was gone from the island.
Tell her it's over. There's no way she can do enough damage to accomplish anything. She'd just be hurting herself and her people. Well?
We are delivering the message telepathically.
Be patient, Zach.
Why are you laughing?
That is Mara laughing.
Why is she laughing?
She says Harv's trial was more than a diversion tactic. She knows BB Star's robotic copy once developed a virus that could be delivered via the world web to its users. And BB has since managed to salvage that information. Mara took the virus, combined it with Pocah's virus, and modified it. After the first group of men are infected, Once they connect to the web, the virus will spread instantaneously through the Peapod network. She will easily cripple a good portion of Earth's males. As an added bonus, she was able to trap many of the most powerful beings on the planet, on Lantis, so they wouldn't be able to stop her until it was far too late.
Why is she doing this?
She is convinced men make the world worse, for all the reasons Lantians have always thought that and more. With only a limited number of men and the women in control, the world will truly be greater. Once her sisters experience this world, she will return a hero, as she will now be able to open up all of Earth to Lantis. In fact, all of Earth will become Lantis.
Harv, how much longer until she's able to connect to the Peapod network?
At her current speed, at least 15 minutes.
Great, that gives us plenty of time. Carol, Kiana, tell her she doesn't have a chance. We're going to alert the authorities. Super speed or not, they'll stop her before she gets close enough to transfer the virus. Well?
She's changing course.
Good. She sees the error of her ways and is giving up.
Mara says no need for that. It will ruin potential relations with the XY world forever. She is coming to turn herself in. She is giving us coordinates of an island halfway between us where we can meet.
Excellent.
That was easy.
Randy was right. That was easy. Way too easy. Harv changed course and we headed toward the island where Mara supposedly wanted to give herself up. I didn't buy this complete surrender. Years in this business have made me more than a little paranoid. I looked up at the view screen. The island we were heading to was marked with a big original X. Our position was a green arrow heading toward the island from one direction. Mara's positions were a bunch of red arrows coming toward the island from the other direction.
Why does she want to surrender to us on an island?
Tradition.
I would have preferred her giving herself up right here on the ship. That would limit where she can go with her super speed powers.
Zack, don't worry so much.
Yes, Zack. We have this under control.
There is no way Mara and her silly little super speed can take on the five of us.
There are six of us counting me.
I was counting you. It was Randy I was leaving out.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Hey, what about me?
Zack, your armpit is talking.
That's not his armpit. That's his weapon.
I'm sure I removed that from your possession.
I popped Gus into my hand. I waved him in Kiana's face, letting her know that being queen didn't mean she knew everything.
He's back!
I am locked and loaded, literally and figuratively. I don't usually enjoy shooting people, but I will do what is needed to stop this Miss Mara.
Kiana waved an unconcerned hand at Gus and me.
Like I told your owner.
Boss!
Like I told your boss. Mara knows she's beat. She's being the good little sister and standing down.
Kiana turned and walked toward Harv and Randy, letting Gus and me know she was the queen and that was that.
I like her.
I like her too.
Still, I'm glad I'm here just in case.
I'm glad you're here too, Gus.
What's our ETA for the island?
We have arrived.
Really?
I looked up at the view screen. The red arrows weren't on top of us, but they were close.
Why are there still three red arrows?
I am still tracking three copies of Mara.
Yeah, I know, but why three? Why not the original 36 or just one plain old Mara?
Maybe she still wants to confuse us some?
The three Maras didn't sit well in my gut. This wasn't going to be as simple as the others thought.
Don't worry, Zack. We have this under control.
Kiana popped open the door to the bubble ship. I thought for a bit more as the others exited. I knew something was wrong. The frustrating thing was I didn't know what. It eats at your gut when that gut knows something is wrong but not what. But the others were anxious to go out there and end this, so I followed. It was an okay island. Some palm trees, some sand, some more sand. I wouldn't want to build a summer house there, but it was good enough to stop and pick up a supervillain wannabe. Carol, Kiana, and Thria were standing by the bubble looking off into the horizon. They didn't seem worried at all. Randy sat on a rock looking at Harv, who had his stomach morphed into a Mara tracking screen. I walked up to them. I noticed that Randy was wearing a face mask and gloves. How close is she?
She should be here in 3 minutes.
Why the gloves and mask?
In case she tries to expose us to the virus. My brain is valuable to me.
Now the big question, where did you get the gloves and mask?
I always carry them with me. You can never be too careful when you're a scientist. Science is not only a lonely mistress, she is also a dangerous and sometimes dirty one.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, Zack. If I sense she's released the virus, I can shield you.
Thanks.
I pointed to the scanner that was currently replacing Harv's gut.
And now for the money question. Why are there still three Maras?
Kiana walked over to us.
Maybe Harv is glitching?
I assure you that is not the reason, but we will know soon enough, as she is here. Now,
No sooner had Harve announced Mara's arrival than Carol went flying across the air, crashing to the ground. Before Thria could react, she was on the ground, convulsing and jerking. I saw that she had some sort of stun stick sticking out of her neck. There had to be 50 of them.
What the?
I looked over at Randy. His mask had been removed, and he was now sucking his thumb.
I detect the virus in the air.
Kiana and I now found ourselves facing not one, not two, but three Maras.
What are you doing, sister?
Whatever it isn't giving herself up to us.
No, of course I'm not. I just needed to stop you all from getting close enough to the XY world to make contact with the police and military and warn them about me. Now, with you all out of the way, I will be able to spread my virus in peace. By the time the others get off Lantis, it will be too late. I have greatly improved the virus. Not only does it spread through the web, it also affects normal human females. Not to the extent it affects males, but it reduces their intelligence levels by half.
So you want to destroy the world as we know it?
No, not destroy. Just change it for the better. 99% of the men will die of stupidity, but those left will make great mating material for us. None of the human women will die, but they will become much more obedient, easily malleable. Earth will become Lantis. No war, no strife, no XY greed, just peace and sisterhood under the rule of the Queen.
And the occasional murder.
Sister, this isn't what our ancestors wanted when they came to this planet.
No, it isn't. We have improved on their plan. Now we can truly rule over all of Earth.
Interesting.
Interesting? Interesting? How can you call the destruction of the world interesting?
In a way, it is interesting. Remember, interesting doesn't have to mean good or beneficial.
Harve makes a good point.
Yes, he does. Harve, there is a role in our new world for you.
There is. You were the one who put me on trial for being a danger to the planet.
I already mentioned that. That was part distraction. I wanted to test you.
Ooh, I like tests.
You should. You passed with flying colors. On our new world, you won't have to hide in Zack's brain. You won't be a tool. You will be an inspiration.
Cool.
I had to hand it to Mara. She was good. Real good. She was that very dangerous combination of being extremely smart and extremely cunning and good with words. I needed to put all of the hers down and fast. First, though, I had to make sure Harve was playing on the right side.
Harve, are you really falling for this crap?
Zack. She put me on trial. I'm just leading her on, hoping she'll drop her guard some around me.
Okay, I have to ask. Why are there three of you?
Yes, I was wondering that myself.
I gave myself an extra special gift. There was so much to do. And having a super intelligence leads to even greater inquisitiveness. Even super speed didn't allow me to do everything I wanted to do. So, I made more of me.
You cloned yourself? Gross. In our world, the phrase, go clone yourself, is an insult.
Poor, stupid Zack. I thought Harve would be shielding you from the virus I hit the island with. I told you, I gave myself an extra gift. I can split myself into three copies of myself. They aren't clones. They are more me.
Holy legion of superheroes.
How come I, your queen, didn't know about this? Now I am upset.
What? This gets you upset? You're okay with her destroying the world, but get really pissed at not knowing she can split into three?
Zack, I am not okay with her destroying the world. Don't be such a drama queen. Besides, she's not destroying it, she's just changing it. Much of what she says does make sense. The world is overpopulated, and men really haven't been making it a better place. But still, I promise I will not let her do this. She is not queen. This is not her call. Feel better now?
Somewhat.
She spun back toward the Maras.
But sister, how could you let me down by not showing me you had another gift?
Oh, please. You do not care about me. You never noticed me. All you ever cared about is what my creations could do for you. You never questioned how I could get so much done so quickly.
I was busy. You know, with all the next in line to be queen stuff.
You just cared about yourself. But that is okay. Being your younger, wiser sister, I will forgive you. You will just be reprogrammed when I take over.
Come again?
When I get back after changing the world. I am going to change our world some. I am going to open up Lantis to general elections.
What? I won't stand for that!
Kiana rushed at the lead Mara. The two backup Maras streaked toward Kiana, drove her to the ground, and started jabbing at her with supersonic speed.
And to end this now, Harve, can you track your super-fast Maras?
With ease.
One Mara fell over and off Kiana. The other dove to the side, then came streaking toward me like a blur.
On my mark.
Gotcha, Harv.
Now!
I slid my body over to the side and stuck out my leg. The attacking Mara hit my extended leg and was launched meters into the air. She came crashing face down into the ground, leaving quite an impression.
Ooh, that's going to leave a mark.
I didn't have time to reply, though, as the final Mara streaked toward me and hit me in the back. Her momentum knocked me to the ground, but my body armor took the brunt of the blow.
Pretty fancy shooting there, Zack.
She started pounding away at me. I covered my face with my arms. She hit me with left. She hit me with right. She hit me with knees. I was betting, well, hoping, that my armor could take more than Mara could dish out. The onslaught of attacks continued.
Good news, Zack. Carol is up. I'm sure she'll be able to take out Mara.
What?
Mara turned her head toward Carol. That was the break I needed. I sprang up and hit her turned jaw with a Harv-enhanced left cross. She fell off of me, hopefully out cold. I stood up, and I shot each of the Maras with a Gus glue pelt, made extra sticky just to hold Mara. I looked over at Carol. She was pushing herself up, just now coming around.
Harv! You bluffed!
Yes, a good bluff is worth 1,000 punches.
You betcha.
The Mara I had punched suddenly rammed me in my back, driving me to the ground.
Harv, how'd she get out?
She must have sped up her body and vibrated through the glue before it hardened.
She pulled my head back and then smashed it forward, plowing my face into the ground.
I could kill you faster, but I want to enjoy this. I have a lot of repressed rage in me.
I pointed behind Mara.
Yeah, well, so does she.
Please. I am super-duper intelligent. I won't fall for that again.
Oh, really?
Freya grabbed Mara behind her collar, lifted her off me, and locked Mara's face square under her underarm. When Freya let go of Mara, she fell over stiff as a board. We gathered up all the Maras, tied them, bound them, then headed back to Lantis. Though the Mara Freya clobbered wasn't going anywhere for a long time. Carol, Kiana, Three, and I were a bit shaken up, but none the worse for wear. Randy was the one I was worried about. His intelligence seemed to be dropping by the nano. On the trip back, Kiana and I talked, while Carol, Three, and Harv looked after the sedated Maras and did what they could for Randy, who was alternately entertaining us by singing commercial jingles while also trying to impress us with his ability to count backward from 10.
You saved Lantis and your world today, Zack.
Well, I couldn't have done it without everybody, especially Harv.
Yes.
Does this mean he and Randy are free to go?
Of course. They're our welcome guests now, and at any time.
What about telling the world now about Lantis? I think you learned that both men and computers can be trusted.
I will strongly take it under advisement.
What about the Maras?
That gift will be taken away, and she'll be re-educated.
That's it?
Yes. She's a brilliant person. She just got a bit confused. Part of that is my fault for not paying enough attention to her and to the others. She helped me see that. Now I will be a better leader.
We arrived at Lantis to a hero's welcome. I was happy to know the world was safe, but worried about my friend Randy. He had arrived slightly ahead of us, as once we'd gotten within the island's protective shielding, Freya teleported him directly to the hospital. Luca was the first to greet us when we exited the bubble. She was backed by a dozen guards. Elena, Shannon, Barbette, and Santana were also there. Luca shook my hand as the guards took the Maras off the hands and minds of Kiana and Carol.
Zack, you did it!
How's Randy?
He is in our medical facility being treated by Poca and Electra.
Take me to him, please.
Hold on.
Elena turned me toward her.
Can't have you bleeding all over the place.
She opened her hand up and placed her palm on my forehead.
What are you doing?
Close your eyes and your mouth.
I did as I was told. A wise man always does what Elena tells him. My face started to tingle. It was a good tingle. The pain I was suppressing in my nose, eyes, mouth, pretty much my entire face, subsided. In fact, I felt great. She moved her hand away from my face. I felt my nose, and it was straight, with no blood. I gently touched my cheek, jaw, and eye, expecting to recoil from the pain. There wasn't any. I leaned over and hugged Elena.
Thanks.
I couldn't have you going to the infirmary looking like that. Now let's go see your friend.
Okay.
Take my hand.
I did as she asked. Kiana also took one of Elena's hands. Elena transported us to a hospital room. Tua was there in one bed, and Randy laid there in another bed, with Poca, Thria, and Electra looking over him. Randy's eyes were wide open and looked worried, which I actually took as a sign that some of his intelligence was returning.
Don't worry, we caught the virus just in time. We can reverse the damage.
Poco waved a blue crystal up and down Randy's forehead. Randy looked at me.
We stopped Mara, right?
We sure did, buddy.
And Harv and I are free men?
We sure are.
In that case, I've never felt so good in all my life. I love the fact that I am not a mega genius any longer. It feels so good not to have my mind filled with so many thoughts of so many things. Now I know what it's like to be you, Zach.
That's good, I guess.
Poco waved a longer blue crystal over Randy's head.
Don't worry, Randy. I'm sure you'll make a complete recovery and gain back all your intelligence.
Really?
Really.
Electra looked at a brain scan over Randy's bed.
I concur. Your brain function is improving by the minute.
Luckily, I had an antidote on hand, just in case. I would never have been able to distribute it to all the men of Earth in time, but just for your friend, it'll work perfectly.
You can't imagine how great that makes me feel. I really didn't like not having all these thoughts racing through my head. This is the life. In bed, surrounded by beautiful women, and knowing my intelligence will come back.
And don't forget me, Dr. Poole. I'm also here.
I could never forget you, Harv.
Electra stood up. She took my hand and walked me away from Randy's bed.
How are you doing? I understand Mara pummeled you.
Mostly my armor. I've had worse. When will Randy be ready to travel?
He could probably travel tomorrow, but let the man have his fun.
Okay, good. That'll give me some time to talk to Kiana and Luca.
Electra and I spent the next day in Lantis, just relaxing and waiting for Randy to recover, but still wanted Kiana and Luca to make time for me to see them. They granted me that time at midday. I walked into the IT's royal conference room. Kiana was sitting in a big chair at the head of a long table. Oma and Luca were each sitting kitty-corner to her.
Zach, come in.
Kiana motioned to a chair next to Luca. I walked over and sat down.
I understand you wish to talk to us. To wrap things up, so to speak.
Yes.
How is Dr. Poole coming?
Harv just gave him a new improved IQ Plus test. His IQ Plus is up to 222, so he's coming along. We should be able to leave soon.
Great! Oh, I don't think it's great that you are leaving. I just think it is great you are able to leave.
I knew what you meant.
Have you enjoyed your stay here, now that you aren't solving a murder or stopping my cousin from destroying the world as you know it?
Yeah, sure. It's nice to get some quiet time with Electra.
Zach, what's on your mind?
A couple of things. First, the canisters of the virus Mara made. I want to know what happened to them.
Kiana and Luca turned to Oma to answer.
We are certain she only produced 3 canisters. She released one on the island you captured her on. The other 2 were each found hidden on the copies' bodies. They have been destroyed. By they, I mean the canisters, not the copies.
I am still shocked that there were 3 Maras among us all this time and we never noticed.
Well, it's kind of related to what I want to talk to you about.
Oh?
You have this holier-than-thou attitude about my XY world. Yet you've been abusing us, and 3 of you, who were actually 6 of you, sort of plotted a couple plots to destroy my world, despite the fact we don't know you exist.
Your point being?
My point being, you claim that you're less violent because you're women. From my observations, violence is influenced more by greed and lust than by gender. Sure, you may not punch as readily, except for those of you like Andra and Tua, but you take different forms of revenge, which can be just as damaging, if not more so.
Your point being?
I would like you to strongly consider opening your world up to our world. We can accomplish a lot more if we communicate with each other, and we'll learn to understand each other better then. I think we have a lot in common.
I told you, I will take that into consideration. I have learned from working with you and Harv that both men and mass communication can be useful. Like almost everything else, they're double-edged swords. They can harm, or they can help.
Exactly. I believe the only way our 2 worlds can be safe from each other is if we talk to each other.
Our world is perfectly safe from your world if you don't know about us, Zach. I'm sure you will not tell people. After all, I've just transferred a large amount of credits to your account.
You can't keep hiding here, Kiana. You're just poking your head in the sand, sticking to your old ways. We can learn from you, and you can learn from us.
For a tough guy, you talk like one of the after-school HV specials.
Good sense is good sense, no matter how sugar-coated.
I will take it under advisement.
Kiana showed me a long scroll.
Now, if you don't mind, I have a lot of important matters to attend to.
Don't worry, Zach. As always, the cavalry is here.
Thria, Tua, Shannon Cannon, Barbette Ricky, Carol, Electra, Santana, and Alina all stormed into the room. Harv's holographic image followed them with a smile so big it stretched off his face. It was kind of creepy.
Sorry, cousin. Taking it under advisement just won't do.
Yeah. I've lived with males for a while now. I can tell you they have their quirks, but we are better with them than without them.
Not to mention that some of our technology and communication aids can be of great value to your people. So here's the deal. My mother is a member of the World Council. I have contacted her and told her about you. She would like to come and set a timetable for integration of your people into our world.
I will also attend that meeting.
As will I.
As will I. Now your people will be eligible for the holiday.
Kiana stood up from her throne-like chair.
I am the queen here. My people will back me.
I was starting to worry that this could turn into one of the bigger catfights battles royale of the century. Time to bring in more reinforcements. I nudged Luca.
You must have an opinion on this.
Kiana heard what I said and looked over at us.
I am the queen. My word here is...
Oh, sit down, big sister, before I turn you into a lawn statue.
Yeah, put a smelly sock in it.
It is time to do what is best for the people. Not just our people and us, but for all the people.
We share this world with the XYs. It is time we share more than space with them.
Come on, Kiana. You're a reasonable woman. You know this is the best way.
Kiana dropped back down in her seat. She looked up at Electra.
Communicate with your mother. Let's set up a timetable to start talking about timetables.
See, Kiana, that wasn't so hard. You're already talking like one of our politicians.
Oh, joy.
Now, if you don't mind, I'll have some more alone time with my fiancé while you and the others make arrangements.
No, not at all. Go ahead. You've done enough.
Thank you, Zachary Nixon Johnson. You have made your world and my world our world. I know we will all be better for it.
My door is always open to all of you.
I pointed to Tua.
Except, of course, to you.
Oh, please. Doors are for wimpos.
Zach, I can handle the communications between Kiana and Councilwoman Gavada.
I knew you could, buddy.
I walked over to Electra. I took her hand. She put her head on my shoulder. The other ladies made a path for us as we walked out of the room.
We did it again, Theo.
Yeah, we did. Our world was the same size, yet it had grown. And that was a good thing. I'm Zachary Nixon Johnson, the last freelance PI on Earth. It's a tough job. It's a dirty job. But it's a job somebody has to do. And you know, I'm glad it's me.
The Sapphire Sirens is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2009 by John Zakor. Recorded by arrangement with Dawbooks Incorporated. Production copyright 2013, The Cutting Corporation. All rights reserved. Unauthorized download and/or duplication prohibited. Performed by Richard Rowan, David Coyne, Julianne Elliott, Ava Wilhelm, Elizabeth Demery, Margie Tompros, Julie Roundtree, Elizabeth Jernigan, Nora Ashrati, Yasmin Twazon, Ken Jackson, Kimberly Gilbert, Nanette Savard, Colleen Delaney, Tracy Lynn Oliveira, Sherry Berg, Casey Platt, Danny Gavigan, Bradley Smith, Nathaniel Perry, Tim Pabone, Mort Shelby, and Terrence Aselford. Directed and adapted for graphic audio by Nathaniel Perry. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Dialogue editing and graphic audio sound design by Nathaniel Perry. If you enjoyed The Sapphire Sirens, be sure to look for Jim C. Hines' The Goblin Trilogy. Available at roadstops everywhere, at 1-800-670-5220, or at www.graphicaudio.net. Graphic Audio presents The Goblin Trilogy. Book 1, Goblin Quest.
Oh, Cousin Jig, muck duty, is it? How long before you're ready for real work?
Real work?
Glory, fighting, bloodshed! We want you to come along on a patrol.
I can't. I barely started on the muck duty.
But even the weak ones have their uses, you know. This one's gonna run ahead to flush out any game. Our own little hunting dog. We'll stay here to protect the lair. Now, if you find anything, we'll be along to do the fighting. All you have to do is stay alive long enough for us to rescue you. Go get him, dog! If you see anyone, make sure you scream before they kill you.
Do we really want to send a runt to do a dog's job?
Oh, dong.
Draw a weapon or cry out for aid and you'll never draw breath again. Turn around and walk into that room up there.
What's this?
I found him snooping up yonder passage.
So what do we do with him, Your Majesty?
Safest to slay him, though perhaps he could be of use to us. Idiot or no, he knows more of these tunnels than we do. At worst, he can precede us to lull the suspicions of any creatures we encounter. Still, I dislike the idea of a goblin in our group.
He could help us. Rumor has it the path we want is cloaked in watery darkness. Maybe he knows where it is.
To invite a goblin to join us is to invite treachery, cowardice, and deceit into our beds. What help he could provide does not justify the risk.
As if you've ever gotten anyone into your bed without flashing round your gold and your title. You try to betray us, we'll kill you. Same holds true if you try to escape. I don't like it, but we can't have you running loose, telling everyone we're here. But if you cooperate, I'll do my best to see you're still breathing at the end of the day.
Will you let me go and you find whatever it is you want?
Of course.
So, what is it you're looking for?
We seek the Rod of Creation.
The Rod of Creation?
The Rod of Creation. The power in that thing was the same magic the gods used to bring dragons into the world. Earthmaker only knows what god's the rod today.
A dragon?
What did you say?
Where's the lantern?
Shut up! The lantern?
It slipped free in the fall.
Something else is down here.
Available now in graphic audio.
If you can't find that graphic audio title you're looking for, go to www.graphicaudio.net, where you can order it in CD format or digital download. If you're on the road, call 1-800-670-5220. That's 1-800-670-5220, or go to www.graphicaudio.net. And if you're looking for a great way to try out a different graphic audio series, or want the complete series now, check out our long-haul MP3 series sets, conveniently shipped to you on a USB flash drive. Available only at www.graphicaudio.net. Be sure to sign up for our monthly newsletter, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter.